The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi everyone, Kimberly Falker here, the founder and CEO of the Premier Dance Network, the only podcast network dedicated solely to the world of dance. And welcome to the Katherine Morgan Show. But before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to share a word from our sponsor. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is happy to be the proud sponsor of the Premier Dance Network. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is known for its fine total stretch tights and Angela Luzio shoes. Tyler Peck, principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, is its spokesperson and designer of Tyler Peck designs for Premier. It takes a dancer who wears a leotard all day to know what is best in a leotard. So Tyler's beautiful original leotard designs fit perfectly, are ideal for class, rehearsal, or performance, and move well with the body won't ride up in the back. Body Wrappers makes additional apparel for all types of dance that includes ballet, jazz, modern, lyrical, hip-hop, tap, team, liturgical, performance wear for competition and recital, as well as Angela Luzio shoes. You may view all the products at www.bodywrappers.com, or to purchase Tyler Peck Designs by Body Wrappers, go to dancewearcorner.com or your favorite online dance apparel retailer for all their products.
Everybody, welcome to episode 58 of the Katherine Morgan Show podcast. Today we are going to be talking about something that everybody deals with, and that is burnout. Whether you are a dancer or not, I am sure you have been burned out with something at some point in your life. And I think the thing, especially about being a dancer and with the quote-unquote dancer brain that many of us have, is that we all tend to feel guilty about burnout and that something is wrong with you, or I don't understand how I just don't want to do this anymore, or I don't understand how I want to be lazy. That's bad. Guys, number one thing, everybody deals with burnout. You are not alone. Again, whether you are a dancer, a medical person, a teacher, you know, a mom, you're going to get burned out at some point with whatever it is you're doing. So I want to give you some tips today to get past it and to kind of rewire your brain about burnout. I've certainly had it both in my dancing career and with YouTube. A couple weeks ago, it was probably a month ago, I got very, very burned out and fed up with YouTube. I didn't want to make videos. I didn't know what to make videos about. I did not want to be on camera. And I kind of just hit a wall. And I think it's because I had been doing it for 4 years straight and just needed a break. And so that's why the last couple weeks, other than this week, there were not very many videos, because I just decided, you know what, I need a break. Instead of making videos for the sake of doing it and making myself miserable and not being happy with it, I just stopped. I didn't post on social media very much, and I took a much needed, you know, not only YouTube break, but technology break, which I highly recommend, by the way, you know, for everybody, because the entire world is on social media. I highly recommend a technology break every once in a while. It's very freeing. But anyway, so it happens to everybody. And I think especially as a dancer, your body hits a wall. Your muscles are like, nope, we're not doing this anymore. We need a break. So my first tip with burnout is, when you have breaks, when you are scheduled to have time off, such as spring break or Christmas or, you know, a week in the summer, take it. Don't, you know, go 100 miles an hour on your break. I remember coming back from, I think it was summer break at New York City Ballet, and I was in the elevator with one of the ballet masters, and he said, hi, how are you? And she said to me, did you have a nice break? And I said, yeah. And she said, did you actually take a break? And at that point, I felt guilty because I was like, yeah, I didn't take class for a week and a half. And she said, good. So even your superiors and even the heads of companies and ballet teachers and all of these people know that taking a break is good. It's good for your head. It's good for your body. So do not power through spring break. Take in ballet class every day. Let the feet rest. Let your mind rest, because ballet is very, very mental. You have to deal with, you know, casting and people and drama. Just get away from it. So when you have a scheduled break, when you know, it is in your schedule that, guess what, we are going to have spring break. Take spring break. go to the beach, go do something fun. If you're not going anywhere on vacation, go do other things other than ballet. And if you're really worried about losing your body or your strength, you know, do something different like Pilates or take a walk. And then maybe a day before you go back to class, maybe 2 days, do a bar. If that is going to, you know, mess with your head, do a bar. But I encourage you to stay active in other ways and let those muscles rest, because guys, especially as young dancers in your teens, that is the crucial time. And if you overpush yourself, you will get injured and you will ruin a potential career. So when you have breaks, take them. Don't feel guilty about burnout. This is number two, because like I said at the beginning, everybody has it. You would not be human if you didn't have it. You'd be a machine with no feelings. You know what I mean? So use your burnout to advantage, your advantage. It's your time to figure out, okay, am I on the right path? Do I really want to be dancing? Do I really want to continue on with whatever career I'm having? Because let's say you get to the end of your week or 2 weeks that you're burned out. And then you come back to ballet and you are so much more invigorated and excited and can focus better, then you know, okay, you know what? I took a break away from this, but this is actually what I want to be doing. Let's say you come back from 2 weeks off and you realize, you know what? I'm actually more miserable now than I was on my break. I kind of figured out, you know what? I'm doing this because I feel like I have to. I'm doing this because I think I'm good at it. I'm doing this, you know, for whatever reason. A break and your burnout can kind of help you refocus and re-steer your brain in the right direction. Because if you missed the last couple episodes with my mom, one of the things we talked about is all of the work it takes at such a young age. And then sometimes these kids get to the point where they're either going to be hired into a company or not, and they don't want to do it anymore, and they realize they have wasted the last however many years of their life, and then they beat themselves up even more and feel even more miserable about themselves. So let's avoid getting to that point. Use a break to determine if this is actually what you want to do, because like I've said 100 million times, I sound like a broken record, this is not an easy career. You have to love it in order to succeed, because it is day in, day out, really, really difficult physically, mentally, emotionally, and you've got to be 150% in it. So use your break to your advantage and take that break and don't feel guilty about it. So another tip I have if you are burned out is to actually talk to somebody about it, because we, as dancers, we get all in our own heads. We tend to not express ourselves through words, and it kind of bottles up and then explodes. Anybody been there? Raise your hand. Yeah. So I'm raising my hand here at my desk while I'm talking to you. So when you're having a burnout, if you're, you know, still living with your parents, talk to your parents about it. Say, I'm really burned out. I can't figure out if this is what I want to do, or if this is just, you know, me being tired for a minute. Or if you're not still living with your parents, find someone you can talk it out with. Because sometimes by the end of the conversation, you've figured it out. And you've realized, okay, yeah, I'm just burned out. I need a break. Or, you know what, I really don't want to do this anymore. And that's okay. That's okay, guys. That's the other thing I want to say. If you decide that ballet is not for you, or whatever profession you are doing is not for you, it's okay. You are not a failure. Why go forward doing something that's going to make you absolutely miserable? So talk to somebody, talk it out. I'm telling you, especially as a dancer, you internalize. We all internalize so, so much that by the time you get to the end of one conversation, you might have your answer. And then you can take your break and keep going, or, you know, decide to move on. So be sure and talk it out. Do not internalize your feelings like that. The other tip I have for you guys is, while you're taking your much needed break, enjoy it. Don't spend your week or two off feeling guilty. Don't spend your week or two off constantly thinking, well, I need to go to ballet class. Well, I need to go to ballet class. Well, I need to go to ballet class. Because guess what? You might be taking a break physically, but you're not taking a break mentally. So it's important to not only let your body rest, but let your brain rest, let your emotions rest, because goodness knows ballet is a drama fest. So don't spend your much needed break feeling guilty or worrying, or, you know, go do something else. Like I said earlier, this is your chance to go do other things. And I know you think as dancers, well, if I am all consumed by ballet, if I eat, drink, sleep, ballet, that makes me a harder worker. Guys, what that's actually going to do is shorten your career. If you have nothing else besides ballet, you are going to not last very long. And think about it this way. Let's say you are gung-ho ballet. It's all you do. You don't do anything else. Let's say tomorrow you snap your Achilles in ballet class and you're done. You can't. They say, well, you know what? You're never going to be able to put on a pointe shoe again. Now what? You have to take that into consideration. You can't think that you are going to be able to do nothing but dance for the rest of your life. Because even if you went through an entire career with no injuries, if you make it to 40, you're going to be a very rare case. So having something else on the side or on the back burner or having other interests will help you get through an injury. It will help you, you know, get through the hard times. Or let's say you have a career-ending injury, you won't have to start from square one. So don't think it makes you less of a hard worker if you have other interests other than ballet. If you do have other interests, you're going to last longer and you're going to go farther, because not only do you have a way to get your brain out of ballet, you have inspiration to draw from. You have, you know, another emotional outlet. You might make friends other than ballet friends, which I highly recommend. Make friends other than your ballet colleagues. So, you know what I mean? It's good to have other interests. It doesn't make you any less of a hard worker. It will make you a far better and more well-rounded person. And you're actually far less likely to get burnout if you have other interests. You still are probably going to get it, as we all do. But you'll be able to enjoy your life more. You know, guys, life is not all about ballet. You know what I mean? Let's say your career ends tomorrow. You know, mine did with an illness. And look, you know what I mean? Look what I'm doing now. So it's not all about ballet 24/7. There are much more important things in life. And so I highly encourage you to take your brain out of ballet and start having other interests. It's okay. It doesn't make you, you know, lazy. And then if you do get burned out, that's okay. It happens to the best of us. Use your break wisely. Use your break well. Don't feel guilty your entire break. And during that break, figure out if this is, you know, the path you want to continue on. It's your chance to really step back and figure it out. And you'll be a much smarter, wiser, and happier person if you do that. So that's my take on burnout. You are not alone. We all have it. I hope this helped you. Guys, if you have any topics you would like me to talk about, please send me a message through Premier Dance Network, or you can comment on any of my social media, and I will be sure and do an episode on that topic. Also, a reminder, the spring box of the Catherine Morgan Hall, the new subscription box for dancers, comes out today. So I have linked it on my website. You can get it there. I'll link it on the show notes page for this episode. But the new spring box is out for the Catherine Morgan subscription box. It's even better than the last one. So I highly encourage you to go look at that. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Catherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Catherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Catherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.